Simon Tov Sarichez, Sif Zion. Got it?
Yeah.
Im Shochet Behem of Bustoda. Shafted out in the fields. So he needs to transport it back into the city. So it's a big, big, gigantic animal. So lo yo vienna b'moit o b'moito. Kederach sh'ois b'chol. You can't carry it with some type of a frame, or they would put it on a litter type of a thing. But rather, they have to carry it. That's a weekday way of doing it. You cut it to pieces. You bring it piece by piece.
What is
this? Mr. Burr, Mr. Cutman.
No.
Im shachet behema. Minasasa mashra da'af behema bria dinahachi. So we're talking about the animal was a healthy animal. He shat it out in the soda to use for yomtiv. So he could either make some type of a litter and carry it on the litter, or which what they would do is they would make a frame and to carry it on, or instead he carries it piece by piece. But carrying it piece by piece will end up with a lot more trips. It's a lot less tirka at one time. It's not bringing this very large carcass, but bringing a lot of little pieces instead. But there may be much more trips. Even though he ends up making the trips, many more trips. That's still preferred than doing it in a way which looks like a weekday fashion. People got him in first from the run. Even if he does it in a way which is with a shino, you should not do it on this moat. Which is an up to the chol. So you bring it a for me for him.
So we're not concerned that maybe while he's bringing in one piece, some animals will come and take away the rest of it?
I guess that's a concern. Probably would do something to protect it. Now, he doesn't have the option of bringing it piece by piece. He has guests. And he needs the food. He needs all of the food. He can't go back and forth. He'll end up not having enough time to prepare his food for his guests. Near the mutal hobel, you could bring it with this motor with this litter. So there's in a bria and a misakenas. A bria is a case you're shafting it to use, actually use it in yomtiv. So that's when we made this kula. Misakenas, your main reason you're shafting is to save the meat. They shouldn't lose the meat. So we're making to let you shaft, but we're not going to be making to let you bring it in an easier fashion. Unless you were actually using the meat, truthfully using the meat, so then it's called tzarich yomtiv, and you would have this hetter. Okay. Ches. Oif shenidras paraglayim. A bird which got trampled on by people. Somebody stepped on it. V'yeshalachus shenisrasku evorim. So we have this again. This concern of nisrasku evorim, that the evorim of the animal, the inner organs of the animal, had been affected by this. So the love is required over there that the animal has to live another 24 hours. And you also have to check the avorim inside. So what the shaft to be yomtiv. So if the 24 hours had passed, you allow a shaft on yomtiv. Well, chashin and shema yimotzi trefer. Now you have to do bedika, but maybe it's going to be a trefer. We're not questioning, maybe it's going to be trefer. Al-Vagav, the yellow bit raised, even though we have over here a situation where there was something which would raise a concern that there was a trefer.
Someone's opening up the shoulder, I think.
So, even though there's a raise, still we can rely on the fact that it's not been a trefer. Memvav, okay, and Shark Shia Meisleis at the Mishnah Berurah. So by the fact that it lives another 24 hours, that takes away this concern of the possibility that the worm were pulverized. Sarah Gam came Badika, we also do Badika. Then he, the Bavadi, Lodi, sparked away Vora, Vida Shaw, Mace, Lace. The fact that they lived 24 hours indicates that the worm were not ripped apart. But it's always possible that one will be damaged to get a hole inside, which that's not something which takes its life immediately. The trefa can live up to 12 months, but it's a trefa. So you need a bedika also. So we're going to allow you to shechta v'nyamtiv. In the case where 24 hours have passed since it happened, now it's a nyamtiv. Even though it's still... Badika is still lacking. We're going to allow that. Now, Sa'at Mishavru, that's assuming we know how to do the Badika. If he does Hagobah, Yeradeh Simon Nunches, if hey, they know the Bekiyim, but the Badika is called Avorim. We don't know how to do the Badika in every one of the Avorim. So in that situation, therefore, Mishkachas didn't say Ladidan. We have no way of doing this because we can't eat it. Because we don't have the ability to do all the necessary bedikas, so we're not going to mount to the animal or the bird over here. Ramallah Heyer Bezet Shesama Gamash Kosev Yeridei Hashem. Why didn't Ramallah say something over here? Because he's relying on what he said over there in Yeridei. Now, the Ramallah brother does say that if the animal walks Dalet Amis easily, well, or is easily well, I mean, it looks like it's totally healthy. We assume nothing happens. So lechara this halacha, vayta doesn't. We have a way to eat it even bezman hazeh. You don't need the bedikas in that situation. But you don't in that situation. You don't need to wait 24 hours. So the halacha waiting 24 hours and doing bedika is never negayah, right? Because the manashach, if it walked well, you don't need 24 hours. If in case it didn't, you need 24 hours. So then, besides, you need bedikah also, which we don't know how to do. We do not know how to do. But the Shulchan Aruch said that you're allowed to shecht it, and you're not worried that maybe it's going to end up being no good. Mem chesul l'chashinan. Avagav that tzarech bedikah, it needs bedikah. So l'char, it's a chance it might not work out, so you're shechting for no purpose. Komachem kima shehoyolom b'tila chesokha the kashrus. They had the chesus kashrus. Their behemoth b'oivis k'sheva said. So we maintain the assumption that it's still mutter. Now, it's interesting, what the Mishaburah is saying is a fascinating halachic issue. Mishaburah is saying that we're going to use a chazaka. Chazaka always is used to say if we had an assumption until now, we don't know for sure if something changed. Halacha says that it remained the same. So. If a man threw a get to a woman, not sure if the get landed closer to the woman or not, we assume she's still an ish. Right? But that always is in a state where all the cases you deal with chazaka is when you had a situation was you knew some information up front as a vadai. You had a definite situation. You want to know if it changed, so chazaka says it didn't change. Let's say you didn't have a definite situation. You had a roiv telling you the situation. So can you make a chazaka based on a roiv? So that's the question. Right, can you make a chazaka based on a roiv? So this is the machlokes rishonim. Okay, this is the machlokes rishonim, whether you can make a chazaka based on a roiv or not. Some rishonim say yeah, and some rishonim say no. So the mishnah here, who's throwing out the idea of chazaka.
Leave it down.
The mishnah here is saying that we have a chazaka over here because there's a roiv. So. That's the very, very difficult to understand. That you should have a chazaka based on a roiv. The Mishnah is assuming that you can have a chazaka based on a roiv. That's not so simple. That's the machlokes rishonim. The case of the rishonim we're dealing with it's a machlokes rishonim in the first parak in Chulin. So here's the case. So we have Rabbi Hamas Ksheris. So I'm allowed to drink milk from an animal. Milk of a treif is considered is treif. So behemoths, which are, so why am I allowed to drink milk from an animal? Maybe the animal is a treif, because Rav tells me the animal is not a treif. Rav behemoths are shavers. it's a lot of drinking. So I took the milk. I milked the animal. I made cheese. Right. 6 months later, I shecht the animal. Cheese. Once they're making, it's sitting around for a very long time. I still have cheese. It was 6 months ago. I find that there's a treif on the animal. Right. So, but it's a treif which could have occurred recently. It could have occurred a while back. We don't know when it occurred. So the Rishonim there discussed, the Ran over there himself says, can I, Ran the Rashba, Chazaka tells me two things. Chazaka tells me they threw a get to the woman, did it land closer to him or closer to her, the status quo remains true, and it landed closer to him, she's not divorced. That's one thing of Chazaka. The second thing of Chazaka is, if there was a question, it happened later, not earlier. We have a question of Chazaka, when something happened, Chazaka says it happened later. We had a chazaka that the mikvah is mole and it became chaser. The chazaka tells me that it became chaser later, not earlier. So it means it became a shefa later, not earlier. But what's the chazaka? Because before we knew it was kosher, we didn't know it was kosher. We only had a roiv that was kosher. So there, that's when the Rishonim handled the shayla. Can you use a roiv? Can you make a chazaka based on a roiv? You don't have a yediyah vadoyis. So that's the machlokes of Rishonim. So the question over here is, what do you need a chazaka for? Just use a roiv. Roy Bemis Arkshavis, right? So this animal stam is kosher. So that already, there's a Dian, a Vaitar Dian in the Achroinim. If I tell you like this, Roy Bemis Arkshavis, but this animal who went through the process of being stepped on is no longer part of the Roy, because Roy animals don't get stepped on. Or Roy birds don't get stepped on. So if I tell you, I have all of this pool of birds, I say, Mistam, the roiv of them are kosher. That's all birds that fit into this group. But this one, because it was stepped on, doesn't belong in the group anymore. So just a roiv alone wouldn't be matarit, because this was removed from the roiv because of its circumstance. So you have to say that the roiv, before it happened, the roiv said it was kosher. Now, Yerushala, did something happen? The chazaka tells me it didn't happen. So I need a chazaka based on a roiv. So, if I recall correctly, the Ran says you cannot do a chazaka based on a roiv, and the Rashba says you could, if I recall correctly. So this thing over here, that you're allowed to shecht and not worry about the possibility there might be a treif, or should we tell them a chazaka is over there? One second. The Rashba is a make on this case. All right, the Rashba holds a chazaka based on a roiv works. Okay. Memtes. Avogav disel b'reisa. It's more even though there was a reisa involved. Now, who the mesafik in the kuba b'koyt? Okay, gav the mutar l'shachta. You have other questions that something might happen. Got a hole in the a thorn punctured. Some part of the animal which would be making a treifa, it's a possibility, so you're allowed to shecht it. And you have the bedika, because even though there's a reis, you still have your chazak and your roiv, etc. Kosh can handle like a reis, a klal. If there's no known reis, rak, shiashim, kremish, and suyas treifas, habrik, and murk, shavis. And lalocho shema, you must say treifa. Even though there's a large amount of animals which are found to be treifa over here, you're allowed to shecht, because you're not mechuyiv to be chayash, that it could be a treifa. While the minhag of Becheskes Heter, we have a right to assume that they're Becheskes Heter, they're Behemoth Shabbat Olam Ksherese. We have the right. Now, V'yesh Cholkim, Zatim Shabbat, Ayikir Adin of the Mechaber, Serva Dein Lichchot, but Mokam the Iker Reza. You cannot shecht in a situation where there's a Reza. He brings over there, it's the Ran, right, which is the Ran Shittosa, etc. Who had been the Bemokim of Trefus Matsuyas come up with Shavis. And similarly, in a case where there's the Trefus are very common, so you cannot be Makel. Right, Rishari Chubash, you call them Kolshkidim Ruben and the Trefus. If you have a place where the majority of animals end up being Trefus, Philorak Machmas Chumras Achranim, even though it's only because of various different stringencies with Halacha is added on as protective measures. But on a practical level, we're not going to be matter of it, so you can't eat. If roiv animals that you shecht are not in the main kosher, so how are we going to allow you in shecht and yomtiv, which roiv is going to tell us that it's not going to be useful in yomtiv, so that was a waste of time to shecht and yomtiv, so it was an issur to shecht. Dos alish lupi yomtiv. that says animals not can be mutter. Rav animals end up being usser, even though it's chumras, but on a practical level, you're not going to eat the animals, so what are you shefting for? The ma'aseh kriyu achrenim, the yesh lochash at deyazu, the opinion of the achrenim is to take the second opinion into consideration, that's machmer, it's usser to shecht. I feel not only in the case where it's a majority of trefes, I feel it b'mechsel mechsel. Now, v'husha mechsel trefes motzi heim trefes gemuras mitzadadin. That's talking about the achrenim's hachrua that your machmer is talking about real trefes. Even though it's mechsel mechsel, but what is the problem are real trefes. If the only reason why you're asking them is because of different chumras that the chumras have added on, so then you would be allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. Which you have to understand what the logic behind that is, because the chumra, on a practical level, you're not going to be eating it. It's 50-50, so you have no roiv. So even though the reason why it's 50-50 is because, you know, let's say of the 50 which you're not eating, 25% are because of bona fide halachic realities, and 25% because of various chumras which the achrenim have added on to be machmer, even though they're not making it. Then that's very nice. So listen, so 75% is really heter, and 25% is this, so shecht. Well, but yeah, that's very nice. But the mice are practically, it's 50-50. You're not eating, and the heter is because your mice are eating. So the, in the Moshe Dirsha, they quote in the Sinkarel, he says, you know, part of my Tzarech Yom Tov is to shecht an animal which might be available for use. I mean, that's, I want to eat meat. Mm-hmm. So the only way you eat meat is by shechting, instead of shechting one animal, the way you get to eat meat is by shechting three animals. You know, that's how you get your meat. So if that's how you get your meat, that's called part of the Tzarech of getting meat. But we're not. That's only if it's talking about if it's 50-50. If it's roiv, on the other hand, if it's roiv treifas, then it's very nice. But the ma'aser, you know up front that what you're doing is going to be the roiv will tell you it's going to be awesome. That you can't do. If this is the place where roiv animals end up being treifas. So even as long after, like Mishmar said before, after chumas achrayim, so you can't shecht, because the roiv tells you each ma'aser shechit you're doing is going to be iser. If each ma'aser is 50-50, it might be heter, might be iser. So even though you end up with the one which is aser, but that's part of your process to get the heter is by shechting. So that's mut. If you have a need. That'll be true in case you need it for the yom. Therefore, in case there's an animal which is in sekenis, which you want to save the loss of the money, also, even though it's 50-50, it's mutter. So our minhag l'maisa that the chayorim is we don't shecht behemoth on yom tov, because trefas are an issue. We do shecht birds, because in general we're not chashish for trefas and birds. Unless the person has a real tzarech, he has guests coming, etc., and he really needs that to shecht an animal to have enough meat, so that then will be made. But otherwise, the minhag is not to do that. Okay. Tess. B'chor b'zman hazeh, sheni yochol l'shochte b'loimon. So, say, b'chor, which is a tam, it's a korban, so there's a nisr of shchut echutz to shecht it. But if it gets a mum, so the law is you can shecht it and eat it. Whether you're talking about giving it to a kohen, or if there's no kohen, there's everybody's safakuna, so you say matzir chalvarai, he sells keeping it. You know, the kohen comes to get the animal, so listen, prove you're a kohen. We don't have real bona fide proof that he's a kohen nowadays. So prove your kohen, and I'll give it to you. So much mechorel abaraya. So he keeps it, but he can't eat it because he should eat till it gets a mum. So now at the beginning of Yom Tov, this animal had no mum. This bechor had no mum. So and then something develops on Yom Tov, or a mum developed before Yom Tov, but they didn't get it to a chacham yet to look at it. So you want to go on Yom Tov with the animal to the Chacham should pass it on the mum, and say, this is a real bona fide mum, and if you're allowed to shecht it. So the Chacham, ain't Chacham Yochol Lirois be Yom Tov, im Yeshua mum. You cannot take it to the Chacham. Chacham cannot come to it either. You cannot pass it on the status of mum on the side of Yom Tov. Number one, I feel him over if he did check it out. Motsu Yesh Bumum, and he found that it has a mum. Okay. So Ena Yochel Shachta, you cannot shecht. Now, the issue is, it wasn't a kenas, it wasn't some type of punishment for doing something wrong. The problem here is Muks, since the beginning of Yom Tov, it was not usable, so the animal gets its head as a Muks. It was born on Yom Tov. So as long as the child was in the mother, it was not considered a Bechor. Bechor only takes effect when it's a Peter Recha. So till that point in time, it was really edible. It was part of the mother. You could shech the mother and eat the child. And it's born with a mum. So now it's Kaddish. It only came, which we said, animals being born are not us. They're not Noilet. Because as opposed to an egg, because they were before they're part of the mother and they were edible. Now they're edible. So that's not considered nerlah. So the muksa, because of nerlah, there isn't. But now we have a problem that was born with a mum. In the case, it'd have to be that we knew it was a kol chadoshev, so you're allowed to eat it, shechting in that situation. Va'avir v'ra'ohu. Then he went on Yom Tov against the law, against the halacha, and he checked out the mum and saw it was a valid mum. So even though the Kochum was not supposed to do that, but if he did do that, Nishkar al-Piv, you're allowed to shecht it in that situation. Okay. Now let's say we raw mum mayor of Yom Tov, raw shehu mum shehroi l'shachet alav. He checked the mum before Yom Tov, and he saw it was a valid mum. But there's still one caveat, that which you're allowed to shecht based on the mum is if you didn't put the mum in. If a person himself put the mum in, or caused the mum, Chum said, no way, we're not going to be matter you. It's like a because you took the animal and you were over this at the rights of making them. This is the rights to make a woman in a korban. Because you were over and you put a woman to the korban, therefore you're going to allow to eat it? No. We're not going to be able to eat it. So here's a situation where the Chacham checked the mum before Yom Tov, it's a valid mum. But we still need to know. We still need to research the circumstances, how it got there. So that's going to be mutter to do. Yochel acher alav b'yom tov im nafal b'hamum me'elav u'matir. He's allowed to check if the mum came on its own, and therefore it's mutter, or not. So that's what we allow him to do in yom tov. Now, hagah, v'im nafal b'chor lebor. If a firstborn fell down into a pit, so if it's not a, wouldn't be a b'chor, so you're allowed to take it out, put some type of a sling down there and pull the animal out, because you could theoretically use the animal, you could check the animal. Here we're talking about a case of a Bechor, which is a Tom, and it fell down over there. Also, obviously, you can't take it out to enter Roy the Shelter because you can't check it, so what you have to schlep it. You have to, so you don't let it die. You send food down for its whatever it needs down there where it is. Okay. Yesh Hamon, over here to learn. We got 5 minutes. Tess in Chacham Yochov. Tzimin Sekatnun.
When is this?
Okay, so the bore fell into the mum.
To eat.
He fell into a bore. The situation would be that whether the mum took place on Yom Tov. Bein shuman be'er Yom Tov, but he didn't check it yet. He cannot check it on Yom Tov. Shum the Mexican Masakim, because that looks like you're changing its status, and it's some form of tikkun. The also Yom Tov, which is prohibited on Yom Tov. The tikkun is prohibited, the Mexican tikkun is also prohibited. So Mishabura's got a question. So it means any psak that you want to ask me. So you come to the Rav, is this also supposed to be a hole? He says, no. Oh wow, before it was us and now it's mutter, it's a tikkun. So you can't pass any aloha shayla. Is this a treif or not a treif? You can't pass any because it's like looks like tikkun. That's not true. So the difference is the following. Other hara, shayna isra had to tell you by hara's piva mara, of yediyas hadavra. It's not what he said, which the fact that he looked at it, clarified the situation, and realized this is the reality. It means the reality was a true reality, independent of whether he knew it or not. His job was to find out what the reality is, what the physical reality is, what the logical reality is. But once that's true, that was the reality the whole time. So it wasn't really muksa. Mashengi b'bechor, that's not true. What do you mean it's not true? You have a b'chor with a mum, it's mutter. No, affiliation for mum, gomer, even though it has a full bona fide mum. The law is you cannot be mounted without going through a process of taking it to a chacham or to three hegyaritis and them telling you that the mum is valid. You cannot do it otherwise. You know, you have a yediyah brura, it doesn't help. You must go through the process. There it comes out that without this chacham being mounted, it's changing its status from yisir ha'atr. So over here, when the chacham is being mounted, he's not changing the status of the animal. It's like a tikkun, and that's us. So you can't see it on Yom Tov. Well, Atir, he cannot see it, and Paskin had to. But what about the following situation? I don't want to Paskin, I just want to see. I want to look at it, and I'll decide after Yom Tov. I want to take a look at it now. Well, Liris Bechor Lion Bedinoi. Not to give a psak lamaisa, but just to clarify the situation and come with a decision in your own mind. Heavy kalima tarav alma, but it's not worse than I'm learning Torah, so I'm learning Torah by looking at an animal and figuring out how the halacha will look at that situation. So basically, he'll give the psak after Yom Tov, but right now he's engaged in the process of limbo. Even if he did not listen and the chacham passed him that the mum is valid, you still cannot shecht. Any chol shechtoi, alva gav the mishum the over chacham ahad and royan ain't swar lesser. It doesn't make sense we would give a kanas because the chacham was over the iser, not being royan the bechor. Because welcome also mishum muksa. There's no such kanas. Why? Because the chacham is the one who did the veira, and the person who owned it is the one who's getting the problem. So that we're going to give you a kanas, since the chacham passed, and you're going to be yasadi. Some extent, that's what is the issue? The issue is muks. Now, how is it muks? Let me boy im human be yomtiv. Means it went into yomtiv as a tam with no movement at all. It's mamash yisur. The vada miskazi er yomtiv wasn't roy er yomtiv. And now in Yom Tov, this kind of mum is coming right. It's mamash muksa. But I feel the behuma may erv Yom Tov. Still, the Ishlar Mar, daite alei the mishal lechachem in Yom Tov. In case we got a mum, he planned to ask a question. So it's like he's taking it out of his head as a muksa. He's planning to use it if possible. But that's very nice, but it can't happen. Okay. He says, listen, I have no way to get this thing to him. He says, it does. And therefore, he doesn't expect to get a rabbi which would pass in this situation. Therefore, it becomes a muksa. It's like he doesn't push it aside. Because this is worse than just muksa. So the person's mom is actively saying, listen, I have no way to use this thing, it's impossible to use this thing, I give up. So that's going to be also.
What's the case?
Checking the case where they checked the mom on Yom Tov. So it was muksa, because there was no way he had intended that, for that to happen. It's holding Mishabur is here. So